You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are two of our students, Shayla Alves and Marilyn Doring, and they're here representing the Women's Studies Honor Society, here to talk about what's happening in March, because March is Women's Studies Month, and there's also International Women's Day. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Now, before we start and talk about the events that you all are going to talk about, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Honor Society and what it is, what you all do?
To be a member, you have to take at least one women's studies course and have a 3.0 GPA overall. Right now, we're trying to branch out and do more projects, but the main project is Women's History Month. And for that, we have the Women's History Month Conference. It's usually an event that brings in speakers. There's papers, panels, discussions, and we've been showing a film. We've shown a film for the past 2 years. And there's also a mentoring lunch where you can attend and meet mentors who can talk to you about things such as connections for furthering your career.
So it's almost like during that conference, you'll have different women here who they may be an attorney and you want to be an attorney. So you get advice from them or shadow them or just networking is basically what you're talking about.
Yes.
Right, basically, yeah.
Yes.
Now, the film, is it a teaching tool, something that you all show to make people aware of, not just women but men as well? Because you've shown it, you said, for the last 2 years.
Well, we've shown different films. Last year, we showed Wonder Woman.
It was a documentary about the history of Wonder Woman and how that character has impacted the lives of real women. So that was a film that was shown last year during the conference. And then this year, our ending film is going to be Good Hair. And for that, we're participating with the Black Student Union.
And EPCC.
And
it'll
EPCC,
be shown at EPCC. And it's basically just a pun on the theme of the conference, which is weaving
the stories of women's lives.
Yeah.
That's an interesting topic, weaving the story of women's lives. So I imagine that because we live on the border, we have so many cultures, you intertwine and you have a lot of different women and men crossing paths. So through those paths, as you mentioned, Wonder Woman, and it's ironic that you mentioned that because last year one of the professors wrote a book about Wonder Woman and it made the top New York Times bestselling list and is very interesting and it has a lot of history, as you mentioned, about impacting women. And this conference that you talk about, because there are going to be so many mentors here and talking about their careers and stuff like that, is there a keynote speaker that the conference is going to focus on, or is there a main event?
Yes. Her name is Liz Chavez, and I believe she's with Wise Latinas.
Yeah.
And she's going to be the keynote speaker.
What are you all trying to do through Women's Studies Month?
Well, we're just trying to get people to know, to be more interested in women's studies. I think there's this idea that women's studies only focuses on women and a specific type of woman, but that's not true. Women's studies affects everyone. And there's a lot of interesting things. Last year, we had someone who was part of like digital media. Like you said, we've had lawyers. The CEO of the YWCA was here. She was part of the mentoring lunch. I think she gave the speech for the mentoring lunch. And we just want to show that this impacts everyone, not just women.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Shayla, there are young men who take these classes and can learn as much, if not more.
Right. Well, I mean, even in terms of like differences, like cultural differences, racial differences, class differences, all of those things are brought up within the spectrum of women's studies. And there are men who like genuinely care and like are interested, which is always nice. Like it's always nice to have men be aware and attentive in terms of women's studies and feminism and things like that, because women's rights can't just be got by only women. Like we need to have everyone on board for that, you know?
I'm glad you mentioned women's rights. And Marilyn, you can help me out on this as well if you want. The fact that a lot of people stereotype Women's History Month or Women's Day as a day to acknowledge women's rights. And automatically the thing that comes up is pro-life or pro-choice, not realizing that there are a lot of other things that involve a woman, involve a man. And the fact that whether they choose to go to school, choose to stay home, choose to be a doctor, choose not to be a doctor. It used to be before that women would get married, have children, and that's it.
I think there's an idea, especially among certain cultures, more traditional cultures, that women should still get married and have children, and that's just the way it is, especially in my family. My mother's Hispanic. She's from Mexico. Her family pressures me a lot to get married and have children, but it's not something that I've thought about, especially not at my age. So I think bringing to light these issues is important, especially considering that we don't always think that different cultures think differently. They do. And it's interesting to see how they think differently and how those thought processes affect the way they have relationships, affect their lives in general.
What do people need to do to attend this conference? Is this something that they have to sign up ahead of time? Do you all have a page at Women's Studies that they can go to? Or do they just sign up the day of?
I don't know that people have to sign up for it. I think you just kind of show up.
Yes. I think there is an email that's passed out. It's kind of like a pre-registration, and it'll tell you the dates of what's going on. But you can also just show up.
Yeah, and just like sign in right when you show up.
We haven't mentioned that, Marilyn, so if you wouldn't mind giving us the dates and times again.
Okay, so it's April 1st and 2nd.
Well, the events are going to be happening Throughout the day.
I know for sure that the screening of Good Hair will be at 3 o'clock, Little Temple, which is the Rio Grande campus of EPCC. And for the film, It's a Girl, that'll be here at the Bloomberg Auditorium, 12 p.m. on March 4th.
And getting access to perhaps a program or the guest speakers so they can know about that, they can probably go to the Women's Studies page or UTEP.edu.
Yes, they can go to the Women's Studies page, and they can also go to the Women's Studies Facebook page. And there should be a listserv of the events before it happens.
What can people expect to find on your Facebook page?
Well, there's usually a lot of links and articles about women's rights, like currently, as well as, I guess, statuses about like events that we're going to be hosting.
What would you say to someone who is thinking about coming to University of Texas El Paso, or perhaps somebody who's listening and wants their daughter to come here, and they're kind of perhaps leery about, well, is my daughter safe there? Is it going to be okay? You, being students and also being part of the Honor Society, what would you tell this young student or her parents as far as coming to UTEP as a woman?
I think UTEP is a safe school. I've never felt threatened here. I hear stories from my friends who go to bigger schools in different cities. They sometimes feel a little scared when they walk around later in the evening, but I don't think I've ever felt that here. I feel like UTEP is, even though it's a large school, over 20,000 students, I feel like it's a community.
And tell us about the classes that you all take in women's studies. Are they different titles, different sequences that you can have? There are film classes, there are history classes, there are art classes, journalism classes. You want to give us some examples, Sharon?
Right. Well, a lot of women's studies classes are cross-referenced, so it'll be women in business or women in literature. And while they do focus on women, they also talk about how, like, for example, how patriarchy affects men. They talk about gender. They talk about race. They talk, like, all of those things
combined
in a course.
And then
in women's studies,
there are some courses that focus on the LGBTQ community. There was one on healthcare for the LGBT community. There was a course entitled Pandemics and Power. It just depends on what you're interested, but the courses do run a gambit of different topics.
I know that one of the issues that has come up recently and a lot of play has been given to it is that of transgender and information about whether or not it's right. What do you think? What do they think? Bruce Jenner is the latest example of that. Any comments?
On trans identities?
Just some of the classes perhaps that touch on that, or do they?
I'm taking a course right now. It's women's health. We have discussed gender and sexuality and gender identity a bit. It's obviously not going to focus completely on that, but it does discuss it. And I think it's good that it does discuss it. I feel a lot of people don't really understand the topic. So at least having a basic understanding and a place to discuss is always a good thing.
Marilyn, before the program started, you mentioned, you and Shayla mentioned the film that you're going to show and the fact that there are disadvantages to being born a woman. As soon as you come out of the womb, you are already have those things against you. Would you care to maybe share a little bit of that? Or these are obviously your thoughts. You're not a professional who, you know, made this movie, or we just want to let the audience know from someone who's seen the movie?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's already the disadvantage of perhaps not being able to go to school, being made to marry earlier, which has physical and emotional disadvantages as well as monetary disadvantages. And the film really focuses on gender side of women, which if you're born a girl, especially in China for a long period of time, if you were born a girl, there was a chance that you were either given away or
killed,
yes. So, I mean, I think automatically that's the biggest disadvantage.
And over the last year or so, we've had also books like Reading Lolitan Tehran, My Name is Malala, the little girl who was shot. And then you read about other cultures, and then you talked about a patriarch and in large families, and also in Mexican families, you hear about the matriarch. And you mentioned your mother being from Mexico, and some of those traditions, I'm sure, are still there that you have to struggle with. You want to be respectful to your parents, but at the same time you say, this is what I believe, Mom, or this is what I'm thinking.
Yes, absolutely. Especially what I focus on in school, in relationships, having children, what I want for my future, the way I perceive myself, the way I dress, it's not traditional. And there's sometimes arguments about it and discussions, but it's not going to faze me.
What about if you all have brothers? What about from your brothers? Because they might have the same thought process that your father has, or they might be like you.
No, my brother's like my father, and it's influenced a lot by my mother. My parents were married prior to marrying each other, and they have children from both families. And my brother is my mom's baby. He's the only boy, so he's the little prince of the house. And, I mean, it's not that she's trying to make it that way, but that's just the way that she was raised. And whether I agree or not, that's how it is.
We have a little bit of time left at the end of the program. And so if Shayla or Marilyn, you wouldn't mind telling us again the events coming up and also the dates and times.
Well, first is the film screening of It's a Girl, which is going to be March 4th, 12 p.m. at the Bloomberg here at UTEP. And then the Women's History Month Conference, which is April 1st and 2nd, which will predominantly be here at UTEP, but the last film will be at the Little Temple at EPCC Rio Grande, 3 p.m.
Yeah. And that film again is?
Good Hair.
Good Hair.
Starring Chris Rock.
And if people have additional questions, I guess they can go to utep.edu Women's Studies and find out more about that.
Or the Facebook page, the UTEP Women's Studies Facebook page.
Right. Or even the Women's Studies Department office, which is Liberal Arts 233.
Yes.
We want to thank you both very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Shayla Alvis and Marilyn Dory, talking about women's studies, the Honor Society, and also the events that are coming up in April and March 4th. And if you have additional questions, perhaps that we didn't answer, you can go to the Women's Studies Facebook page or also the Women's Studies webpage at utep.edu. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sanz.